Leicester City have won the Premier League title. What a night it's been for these fans. Chelsea got them back into it at 2-1. This was 2-2. An almighty celebration, drinks everywhere. And this was the moment. Their team won the title. The final whistle at Stamford Bridge. And the party in Leicester has started, and it will go on and on through to Leicester on Saturday when they will lift the trophy. Here is confirmation. Leicester are in goal. The first new champions for 38 years. An unbelievable turnaround. 13 places and 36 points better than last season. It's an unbelievable story. Claudio Ranieri has done it. His old team doing him the ultimate favour today. They sung his name at Stamford Bridge. Claudio, Leicester City, champions. And those Chelsea fans loved it. Jamie Carragher, your reaction?
I think we've been waiting for this moment to come for so long, never quite believing it would happen. But I think there's no doubt that is the greatest achievement, I think, in the history of our game for what Leicester have done. I think it's unprecedented. I think in the past there's been teams who've come up and won the league, but it was more of a level playing field then. Now, what Leicester have done is give inspiration to every football club, every manager, player, supporter, all across the land, that one day that could be them. That's how football has become. It was a closed shop with the same teams winning year after year. You never believed a story like this could happen. It has happened. And you just think what that could do for the rest of football now. And if it could change and you see more of this more often, but fantastic achievement. You can't quite believe it's happened because no, you know, you're talking about 5,000 to one. But statue for Ranieri in the morning has to be, doesn't it?
It's amazing. Unbelievable is an overused word, Scott, but this truly is unbelievable.
I mean, I think inspiration was a word. You know, you go from James Vardy non-league, you go to players what have been rejected at previous clubs to lifting the Premier League trophy. It is quite incredible. And like Jamie said, I think it gives everyone out there, everyone, a real opportunity and a real vision that anything can happen, really. And,
what about the manager who you work with? Yeah. You talked about those players. This is a guy who at the start of the season was being written off. He was the favourite to be the first manager to lose his job. Mm. Look what he's now done.
Well, he's done, you know, he's obviously done remarkably well. And, you know, from the outset, I think what Claudio Ranieri has done in the media in terms of raising the pressure from his squad. You know, I think at the beginning of the season, it was, let's get to 40 points. They get to 40 points, OK, let's get Champions League. It's only been over the last, probably the few weeks, that now we're going for the title. And I think he's probably just took the pressure off the squad at times and he's just setting realistic targets. And then realistic targets have been achieved and achieved and achieved. He's never set out an unrealistic target. And, he's been fantastic and fully deserved, like I said, a lovely man, an honourable man, a moral man, and deserves it all, yeah.
I think the thing with Ranieri, let's not forget the reaction when he was given the job. He was laughed out of town, let's be honest about it. But I think I've said about an example to managers, players, clubs, wherever it may be, but in the management game, there's very few who people really respect and think of absolute winners. You think of Sir Alex Ferguson, Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, and everyone else really gets seen to slaughtered, not good enough. But Ranieri's one of them managers who's been around for, 20 years, managed top clubs, big players, won cups, managed at the top level and just missed out on the big trophies. And we still don't accept that as being a top manager. Finally now, he may get the credit as maybe his career's deserved and you think of what he's done. And there's plenty of managers out there who've had great careers but never get the recognition. He's get the recognition now because he's achieved something that possibly no other manager can ever match in a one-off season. I know not Forest fans may be watching and get upset. What they did over a three-year period, European Cups, of course, I don't think will ever be beaten. But in a one-off season, what that man's done now, he's put himself up there that he will never, ever be forgotten. This story will be told in 50, 60, maybe 100 years' time. People will still be talking about this story because it's just so rare, you know, that these type of things happen now. And those players are legends now for a lifetime.
And his character, something you talked about earlier,
We see the bravado, and you know what he's like in press conferences, the humour. And you talked about the steel inside him. How do you think he'll be feeling right now? Because I imagine he's an emotional man as well.
He's a very emotional man. All Italians are. And I have no doubt he'll be getting off the plane and he'll probably be in floods of tears. And, a very emotional man. Like I said, steely man, honourable man, and like I said, fully deserved. I'm absolutely over the moon. And, you know, like Jamie said, history is just, you know, it's been made and it's going to be something which is going to be set in history for a long while.
I think the, you know, we've mentioned Claudio Ranieri and a lot of the players. I think Jamie Vardy won the Football of the Year today and he's been outstanding. But I think Scott mentioned it before. And I think Arsene Wenger made a great point. I think he'd done an interview a couple of weeks ago and he said not one of these players was born on the red carpet in terms of none of them started in Champions League. They've all got a story to tell how they've got here. You know, none of them were sort of at huge clubs or went for huge transfer fees. Vardy, the example, you know, coming from non-league. Mahrez, how cheap he was. Kante in midfield. They're the three sort of ones who've been going for the Player of the Year awards. And that's what it is for players as well. The example for players, not just players playing professionally now. Young lads who get released to clubs, 14, 15, maybe get a professional contract and they go out the game. How many players, you know, play a couple of games and you never see them again? What these players have done, obviously the ability they've shown, but the mental strength they've shown, not just now, as young players, the desire they've shown to get where they are, and as I've just said before, legends for a lifetime.
And an inspiration, as you say, to anyone now who looks at this story, any team in the Premier League, as Jamie said, will now look at it and say, hold on, we can do this. As a player, you can follow in the footsteps of Jamie Vardy and others. Mahrez, Kante, where they've come from.
For sure. You know, this is not just a one-off game. You know, Rugby World Cup, I think, of Japan beating South Africa. This is a season. This is over 40-odd games. You know, this
nine
is a
months'
long,
worth.
Exactly that. And, yeah, what, you know, to sum it up in words, that all the words you can use, inspirational, incredible. Yeah, it is. It's pretty
remarkable. Do you genuinely think this is the biggest sporting upset ever there's ever been?
For sure, yeah. Well, certainly since I've been on this earth, it is. Yeah, you know, Greece win the Euros, but still for me, the way it's been done, the team, from where some of these players, you know, some of these players were, Danny Simpson, Queen's Park Rangers, rejected from Queen's Park Rangers. He's coming to a team now and he's lifting the trophy. It's just remarkable. I mean, it's just...
A word on Spurs, Jamie, who've run them close. Tonight it wasn't their night, a night where they lost their heads.
Completely lost it. And I should have mentioned at half-time, I think I said off air, Pochettino's team talk had to not be about tactics, it had to be about emotions. They looked like they were just losing it before half-time. And you're thinking, OK, 2-0 lead, relax. Chelsea have got to come at you, got it all to go for. And the worst thing about it was, obviously, there were some shocking challenges at times in the games and the heads are completely gone. But at 2-2, I think it was the 82nd, 83rd minute.
That's right.
You still had 7 minutes plus six.
6 minutes out of time, though.
So you're talking 12 or 13 minutes. They never got near the Chelsea goal because they completely lost it. They didn't have one shot in the 13 minutes, but they had four yellow cards. That sums it up perfectly. I think Graeme Souness mentioned it last week, that they needed a bit of experience.
Jamie, just hold fire just 1 second. Have a watch of this, because the celebration underway. And this is at the party with the players. Watch this. We'll apologise to any language if it does come. Is what it feels like to be a Premier League winner. Scott, that's going to be some celebration for those boys.
I'd like to be there now. You'd like to be part of that, to be honest with you. I'm sure that'll go long into the night and fully deserved, and rightly so, to be honest with you. So.
Richly deserved, Jamie.
Of course, they've been the best team. And their memories that... Yeah, those players, as a group of players now, may play together for the next 4 or 5 years. They could walk down a street in 20, 30 years' time, and all it is a look at each other and you know. It's that moment together when you won that title, and that's what they'll always remember together. Yeah, they'll carry on playing for the next whatever, but they'll always be remembered for this. And as I said, when they see each other 20, 30 years' time, they'll have reunion parties for this, and likely so. It'll just be a look, and they know.
And this says it all about them as well. You see Wes Morgan right in the middle of it there. He will be lifting the trophy on Saturday evening, which we will see. That will be some moment. But look at this. This says everything about Leicester, doesn't it? The unit, the closeness of this team.
No, it does, and that's what it's being built on. The same team week in, week out. We've said before, no one was born on the red carpet, so they've had to play as a team. They've had some outstanding individuals within that. But very few players get the chance in the career to have moments like that. I felt
now
that.
Now he is a character.
Dude, the sun got me then. But no, I mean, these moments for players, some players never get them. A lot of the top players obviously get them year in, year out. But for these players, they'd never dream they'd have a moment in their careers. And listen, I don't think they'll ever have a moment to match this. It's unprecedented.
Jamie Vardy on the left there.
Yeah, Vardy party. But listen, Jamie Vardy, Mahrez, Kante, the stand, I've just seen Drinkwater there. There's not one player you look at now on camera and don't think he was outstanding this season.
It says it all about them, doesn't it, Scott? That is one unit.
Yeah, and like Jamie said, these pictures are exactly what they've represented and what they've been like all year, to be fair. A team, a solid team, and that's why they are where they are.
You don't mind a selfie now, do you?
You mean you'll let us have one? Just imagine what the King Power is going to be like on Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be bouncing, isn't it? I mean, people always say you'd like to sort of maybe win it yourself, but I can assure you, they've been desperate for Tottenham to lose that tonight or drop points, so it's done. It's in the bag, and we can have a huge party. Well, listen, they're going to have a huge party tonight.
Congratulations, Leicester. Congratulations, Claudio Ranieri and all those players. Fantastic. What a celebration that will be. But for Tottenham, it's a case of so close but yet so far for them. On the night it went wrong in the second half at Stamford Bridge. We'll hear from Maurizio Pochettino when we come back.
I have the flag of the Tinkerman, huh? And nobody can change. Huh? My goal is to make 1 point more next season. I want to know who is the true Leicester. It's a football. Everything could happen.
Unbelievable.
We make clean sheet, I pay to everybody a pizza. I love the clean sheet, I'm an Italian man. Our job is to win the next match. And after, next match. That is our job.
I want to continue to dream.
I tell to them, dilly din, dilly don.
Hey, you are sleeping, come on.
If Leicester is top of the league, there is something strange, but it's good.
Manchester United, Chelsea, Everton,
no, don't.
Liverpool,
no,
and
stop,
Manchester
please.
City.
Stop. My team is like the RAF. It's fantastic.
Also to my Sharks, huh? Take it to my Sharks. Okay, thank you.
The bookmakers at the beginning said, suck, Ranieri is the first. This is a crazy league. And we try to achieve the maximum. Stupid if we have a pressure. Why?
Who do you think are favourites for the title?
The others. It's fantastic. They must continue to dream.
Nervous. I'm nervous. No. I'm very calm.
I'm no manager, you know. I'm just head coach. I'm sorry. Pinocchio.
He's brilliant. He's now a Premier League champion and he's made this lot very, very happy. The Leicester fans outside the Leicester players' party after their first league title in the club's 132-year history. What a celebration they'll be as they spend their 100th successive night at the top of the Premier League table, which is where they will stay. From the celebration to the despair. The title dream over for Tottenham tonight. Huge disappointment for Maurizio Pochettino. He's with Patrick Davison.
Maurizio, huge disappointment, of course. What are your emotions at the end of all that?
Well, I think, first of all, congratulate Leicester
Claudio Ranieri, all the player, staff, and of course the supporter. Great season. They deserve the title. Disappointed because I think that we fight for try to be on the race, and I think that 2-0 up in the first half. I think that the second half we have the control and try to score the third. And you know, always happen. In front was Chelsea, good player. When we concede the first goal, 2-1, always something can happen. Very disappointed, but in the same time, very proud of my player. The season was fantastic. We still fight for the second place. We have 3 points the gap against Arsenal, and we need to keep this gap, and we need to be ready for the next Sunday. But other way, I think that we need to feel proud about our player, congratulate our player. We're fighting for that, and thank you, the supporter, for the support.
Like you say, great season, but 9 bookings tonight, could have been a couple of reds. You're on the pitch yourself, albeit as peacemaker. Did you lose your cool as a team tonight?
Well, a derby, and we fight for win the title, and Chelsea fight for try to win. But you know, I think that make us feel very proud about us, about our player, our season, how Chelsea take this game and show big respect to us. And this is the way that we want to follow, carry on for the next season.
Did it maybe get a bit personal, perhaps, because of some of the things the Chelsea players had said in the build-up?
No. Nothing to say. We respect them. We have full respect for them. You know, it's a competition. It's football. We are a man. They are a man. Always we need to show that we are strong. I think that was a good lesson for us. We are the younger squad on the Premier League. I think that now the changing route is very disappointed and sad, but this is the feeling that we need to feel for the future.
What have you said to your players? You've had a bit of time with them. Has that been your message, how proud you are of them? Yes. For a terrific season?
Of course. This was my message. We feel very proud about this squad, this player, and our supporter. I think need to be or feel proud too. I think that we have a massive potential for the future. This is the first step.
Will this team, it was going to be my next question, this team will come again, will it? You feel strong about that? You've got a new contract for yourself, new stadium coming, the future's bright?
Yes, of course. Now, it's true that we are disappointed because we lose the opportunity to play for the title, but in the same way, we need to be realistic and congratulate our player too. We feel very proud. This season was fantastic, but still we have 2 games ahead.
Final message for Leicester and Claudio Ranieri then, because it's been a title race without mind games, sort of a well-conducted title race. Not pleased for them, but you'll send a message of goodwill, will you?
No, I think that I said, first of all, that congratulate Claudio and the player and the supporter of Leicester. Massive, amazing season for them. They deserve it, and this is sure. And nothing to say. We need to be next season more stronger than this one and try to be on the race for the title next season.
Thanks, Maurizio.
Okay.
A dignified Maurizio Pochettino, gracious as well in passing on his congratulations to Claudio Ranieri. And Leicester, with your Spurs hat on then, Scott, how should Spurs fans be feeling tonight? Disappointment of what they've seen, the way that played out, or pride in what they've achieved this season?
I think, obviously, first and foremost, they're going to be bitterly disappointed that they've got this far and they've took it as far as they can. But in saying that, and I think we said it at the top of the show, I think Tottenham have probably been renowned over the years for having moments like this and then probably not seeing them again for a season or having a good cup run. But I honestly do feel at this present moment in time, in a manager in Pochettino, you have someone who's changing a culture there at Spurs. And I honestly believe him. Of course he's going to say in an interview, you know, we're going to come again. But I believe him. I've seen him firsthand at times. I've seen the way he works.
Do you like what he does?
Yeah, I think he's a fantastic manager. And, like I said, I think the future holds so well for Spurs, and I do think they'll have their moment again. It is a young squad, a fantastic squad with great individual players, and with him at the helm, you know, I can only see him being successful, really.
As he said, and as you said, it's the youngest team average in the Premier League. You said they lost their heads tonight. Is the future bright for them?
I think it's very bright, and it's bright not because they've got the youngest team in the Premier League. I think probably because they've got one of the best young managers in Europe. That's why it's bright. I think the fact, as Patrick mentioned in the interview, he just signed a new contract. If Spurs go out and sign someone for £40-50 million in the summer, that player will not be more important than that manager. And I think we sometimes think how important managers are to different clubs. And I think Graeme Souness mentioned last week about big clubs looking at some of the players. Maybe Harry Kane one day. I think big clubs will be certainly looking at him. That's why it was massive that Tottenham got him on his signature. And you think if he was a transfer fee, how much he'd cost. You think about how important players are to squads, but how important are managers. And he's priceless for this Tottenham team at the moment. I think Scott's right in terms of changing a culture. I think I think you were part of that in some ways. In the Harry Redknapp team, the first time you saw an emerging Tottenham team you thought could go all the way. I think this team are here to stay. But the biggest bonus for him is he's on a 5-year deal because, as I said, he's priceless for this Tottenham team.
They've had a great season. It is not their year, though. The champions are Leicester. More Champions Talk when we return. Hopefully more reaction as well. And we'll go through how they have won the Premier League title. Leicester are the champions. It means so much to these players. It means a lot to the Leicester fans as well.
Mate, listen, words can't describe it. Listen to it, we've worked so hard all season. We deserve this. Everything we've done's paid off.
But it's absolutely fantastic for Leicester. We're now back on the map.
Words can't explain it. We've waited for so long.
Over the moon, best day of my life. Just can't believe it. I've lost for words.
You are the champions.
Unreal, 5,000-1. Well, we proved we can do it. We deserve to be champions. Unbelievable.
I thought a League Cup final when Matt Elliott scored twice was the best I'll ever see as a Leicester fan.
Matt Elliott's in here.
I was 7 years old at the time. I thought that was the best I'll ever see. What have we done? Just what have we done?
It's not actually happened.
It has. It's real. Leicester City have won the Premier League title. It's an unbelievable story, this. The first league title in the club's history, the 6th different Premier League champions, the 4th different champions in the last 4 seasons. The first new champions for 38 years, and they become the 24th different club to win the English top division title. Look at that turnaround from last season. The odds has been so well talked about. I was looking for bigger odds and I couldn't find them in anything to do with football. Bradford were 500-1 to beat Chelsea 4-2 in the cup. That's about as bigger odds as you can find. The 100th successive night tonight at the top of the table. That's where they will stay. Claudio Ranieri is a great story himself. 28 years as a manager, his first top division title. And you saw those players celebrating. Only Robert Huth has any experience of winning a Premier League title. What a story it is. Let's go back, Jamie, go right back to the beginning of this tale. We talked earlier about Ranieri written off, Leicester written off. 5,000 to 1 is just a token price. You don't expect any money on it at all. They were the 17th favourites, if that's the way to describe it. How important is an opening day then, getting a win under your belt in this fashion?
It was, especially the way we'd spoken about Ranieri, or he had been spoken about, before he got the job. So you need to make a great start, and of course they got the win, but I think this game they were 2-3-0 up after 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, 3-0 up after 25.
Well, I mean, that's exactly what Ranieri needed, because the pressure and the criticism he was getting, it wasn't just from outside. I think even Leicester fans were looking at it thinking, could understand the appointment. Obviously, the previous manager had lost his job, and it wasn't something they expected. So you're already thinking, maybe 5 or 6 games in, if it doesn't go well, and the crowd maybe getting on his back, would they look to change? That's how sort of the appointment was received by most people. So to get off to that great start was huge for him.
And when people are writing you off, How important then you get off to a start like that, a fast start of a season?
Well, I think it's the be all and end all, really, you know, and I think, you know, obviously we'll hear for the Leicester players over the course of time, but I'd like to know what their thought process was going into the start of the season. And no doubt, like Ranieri's was, it was to get to 40 points. And that was their
main... But also surely to prove everyone wrong. Yeah,
of course.
The motivation was there.
Yeah, of course. And the season before, they'd come off of a good run of games. Obviously, Nigel Pearson had done a good job. And I think their main focus was to stay up. Let's not have a season like we had previously. And let's stay up and let's get off to a good start. And they got the points on the board early on. And then from there, really, they've just... It's been on the crest of a wave, really, and it's just snowballed and snowballed to a point where, before you know it, they started to dream.
So can we go to September now, mid-September, Jamie. You talk about their resilience. This is where we really first saw it, because they were two down with 18 minutes to go against Villa.
I think this is a huge result for both clubs, really. I don't think they ever recovered from this Aston Villa, but I was at this game and wasn't in the studio. I was actually in the stadium watching it in the gantry, and the atmosphere... was unbelievable. I mean, there's stadiums that you associate with fantastic atmospheres. Leicester probably wasn't one of them until I went there that day. Mm. And the things I think the owners have done, the clappers together. Yeah. And, you know, it's almost like a derby game. And to be 2-0 down to Aston Villa, we know how poor Aston Villa were and have been this season. And to turn it round, I think that was the story of their season early on in that season. It wasn't keeping clean sheets, as we're talking now. It was conceding goals and coming back from behind 2-0. They win 3-2, but... Of course, that's a massive victory for them, and you can imagine that the lift something like that gives them, and the belief whenever they then go behind again that they can come back.
And it was a pattern now, Scott. In October, they went to St Mary's. They were 2-0 down at half-time, being totally outplayed. Mahrez came on for the second half, and they did this with another comeback.
And like Jamie said, it's these moments in games what builds confidence and breeds confidence and starts getting a team and individual players believing that, you know, we can do something this year. And like I said, obviously, still at this point, Leicester were still contemplating probably, you know, staying in the league or at least getting into Europe.
But Jamie Vardy's emerging now. He'd got 8 in 6. People were starting to sit up and take notice, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And, you know, the story of Jamie Vardy is one which is quite incredible. Obviously, like we said, you know, coming from where he's come from. And like you said, it snowballed in terms of the goals he was scoring, breaking records. He's been the pinnacle of what Leicester have done, really.
So that game was part of a run for Leicester after an Arsenal game. You remember it end-to-end, Jamie, the 5-2. Look at this for the 10 results afterwards. Why was that such a turning point?
Well, I think a lot of this season, I think Ranieri's getting the credit he deserves now, but I think you've got to look at that Arsenal game and the defeat. And he changed some things tactically. I think he changed the fullbacks. They were a lot more offensive at the start of the season, hence why they were conceding goals. And then I think that's where a lot more of that solidity come from in terms of a bit more defensive. You had Simpson there at right back, Fuchs at left back. And now we're talking about this back four that doesn't move, never moves out of position. And that's something he changed. You know, of course, there was a lot of players there from the previous regime, but that was a big moment for them in changing that. They couldn't keep clean sheets. Talking about the pizza, taking them out when they got a clean sheet. But he was a major part of that before because it was just end-to-end goals. It's like you associate two different teams in terms of winning this league. It was a different team at the start of the season to what we're seeing now. It's evolved into this sort of mean machine of keeping clean sheets, nicking things 1-0. Before that, it was very open end-to-end type of football. And I think Claudio Ranieri, that's the biggest thing he'd done, certainly after that game.
There's so many highlights in the season, Scott, but this surely now has to be the moment of the season. The iconic commentary from Martin Tyler as well. It's 11 and heaven for Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the season what we'll all remember as one of the great parts for not only Jamie Vardy, for Leicester. And like you said, obviously, famous for Martin Tyler's commentary and that. And this was probably the start of it. I think this is when people maybe just started to stand up and think, you know what, these could be a force.
And do you remember a big moment came then? Monday Night Football against Chelsea.
Yeah. I mean, I think this was a huge night for Chelsea. Remember Jose's interview, Jose's last game. But the realisation to completely take apart the champions. We knew we hadn't started the season well. Leicester at the top of the league, and you think it's a flash in the pan. Yeah. Chelsea will go there, do a job on them, and it could have been 5 or 6. They absolutely battered them. And that was, I think, one of those big signs that I think a lot of the time, when you win games, or you're on a run, or as we've said, you come from behind, it gives you self-belief. Mm. I think games like that, when everyone's watching, it's live on TV, and you beat a really big team, I think it sends a message out to the rest of the people watching, the rest of the league. This is not a flash in the pan, or this is not a freak result. This is a proper team. Now, no one believed they were going on and win the league at that stage, but you thought there's more to this than just, you know, a great start to the season.
They put them on top of the table. Mourinho, as you say, was sacked 3 days later. They then went three without a win to White Hart Lane. And was this the results, picking up what Jamie just said there, where they really did start to believe?
Yeah, certainly, and especially coming out of three games where you've not won. You know, if ever there was a time when maybe the wheels could have started to come off, it would have been at this point. And to then go to White Hart Lane against a very good Tottenham side and go and get a result was key. And I think, like, again, they then stepped on it again and really started to push forward, really.
What a huge result that was when you look back at it, the win at White Hart Lane. And then a game, Jamie, at Manchester City, where I think this is where you said they're the real deal.
Yeah. I think going into that game, I felt they'd win this game going into it. Every team that played against Man City, if you have energy and pace, you just run all over them. I think the legs have gone. And that's what Leicester are about. I mean, on his interview before, he said they're like the RAF, Ranieri, with the pace of them. But after that game, I thought they're going to win the league. That's what I thought. Again, another big performance. Don't forget, City was still in the running. I think at that stage, you're very close. Maybe even if City had won that game, may have gone above them or got pretty close.
Yeah, they extended the lead to 6 points.
Okay.
Well, off the back of that.
I think that, again, as I said with the Chelsea one, was a message again to everyone. You're going to title rivals away from home and you're winning. But not just winning and hanging on. Winning comprehensively. You know, I think it was 3-0 or 3-1. And I think that was the day I believed. I still probably didn't think they would go on and win it, but I believed they've got a great chance of winning this league now.
So they were six clear on February the 6th, Valentine's Day. Everyone waiting for it to go wrong for Leicester. And then everyone started to say, this is it. The wobble's begun when Arsenal scored late.
Yeah, and obviously you remember the game clearly. They held on for some time.
Ten men.
And then literally at the death, Arsenal go and get the winner, which was... And it's times like this in championships where doubt can set in. Doubt can start setting in, and maybe that's where, like I said earlier, maybe things can start tragically going wrong. But full credit to them and what like they've shown all year. They've shown a real resilience, a real character. These are the words what keep coming up, team spirit. And, like I said, it ended up proving that they held on and they come back with some more good results.
But they were being written off after that, weren't they? Arsenal beat them, they were a little bit unlucky, yeah. But yet look at the way they responded, Jamie. We often talk about response of champions. I mean, that is remarkable, isn't it?
It is, and that's the mentality of those players. As you get later on to the season, of course, it's your ability, you've got to go and win games. But when those questions are being asked, you'd automatically think players who've never been at the top end of a table, a club who've never been there, would fall away mentally. Really, to be weak. I think you see that all the time when the former champions or teams who are up there consistently, they power through a season and they catch it. How many times did Manchester United do that where they caught someone? You think of the Newcastle one where they'd never been there before, it was too much for them mentally. And how many times they came back from questions we asked? Because we're asking the questions because we want it to be tighter. And we want it to be a good, you know.
They haven't given anyone a sniff, really, have they?
No. And I think, you know, you're looking at how the games fell for them in terms of, you know, Manchester United and Chelsea away. I always thought if they'd have come a bit earlier and they'd have dropped points, could it have been a bit tighter? But they've got to a stage now where they don't need the Chelsea game away, which is one of your toughest games. But how many times they answered questions from us, you know, after defeats or a run of games and then go over Christmas, you said, have they got the squad to cope? And then a run of fixtures of tough games. And they won most of them.
So there's 1-0 a lot, wasn't it? Clean sheets.
Well, that's what they did. And how many times, like, I go back to Manchester United, they talk about 1-0 wins, how important they are. And that's what it was. It was a completely different team, second half of the season, what we've seen, really. And that's where Ranieri takes the credit. But in terms of their actual mentality and what they've had to go through, they've never, ever looked nervous. I can't remember a game where you think they were hanging on. Even the West Ham one, they came back and still got the 2-2. It wasn't like they were hanging on and West Ham got the 2-2.
What nerve this man showed, Ojoa. Talked about Defoe earlier, Jamie, pressure penalty. This was huge.
Of course it was. With everything that had gone on, it felt like a win. It wasn't that on the points that day. It was a point. But psychologically, that was huge because they'd have gone in the dressing room, hugging, as we've seen the celebrations before, maybe in something similar. They'd gone down to 10 men, 2-1 down, and they get that last-minute goal. So that there in adversity in a game to come back, we've said how many times they came back after, you know, a draw or a defeat, they respond as well. But to respond in the game as well. And I'm just trying to rack my brains and think of a time I ever thought they looked like they were going to wobble. I can't think of one.
Did you think they were going to wobble at any stage? Were you looking on thinking, this could be it?
Yeah, there was many times. And every time you fought it, they proved you wrong. Every single time you thought, you know, today's the day when I think they're going to have a little wobble up. And you know what? I think the main thing for me, and the one who takes massive credit is obviously Ranieri, but I think the way he dealt with it psychologically, in terms of, as a manager of a football club, when you're going to face a camera and doing interviews, you're giving out a message. Now, whether that message is to the media, to your fans, or to your players. And I think at times this year, I think he's given a message to his players. And I think he's took a lot of pressure off his players in by what he's saying. And if you're in that change room, sitting there, listening to your manager, like we all do after a game, you sit there, you listen to what your manager's saying. You know, at times this year, for me, he's just took that pressure off him at times and really eased it off and always spoke down about it. I'm going on to the next game. It's just one game at a time. And I think that's had a massive effect, really. I think it's helped him a lot.
And he's won the title. Claudio Ranieri, the first time he's done that. Leicester, the Premier League champions. What a journey it has been. And just look at the contrast. Leicester 14th the previous season. The average for champions is second. Just shows the turnaround is just amazing. Points behind previous champions is just extraordinary. 46, the average 4.2. And the continuity has been a big thing, hasn't it, Jamie? 27 changes, a couple enforced in recent games, yeah. With Vardy suspended, now Drinkwater. Well,
that's when he was
well.
The Tinkerman. Not the Tinkerman no more, is he?
95.4, the average.
Kept dropping Scott.
Unpredictable, you said earlier he was.
I know. That's where he's probably evolved. As a manager, you know, people say in football, don't they, you never stop learning, you never... And probably he's learnt from that. You know, I think he's probably... It was something which at times, certainly when I was at Chelsea at times, it wasn't good. And, he's certainly not done it. He's become more predictable. I think we can name the substitution he makes, you know. At certain minutes of the games, at 60 minutes, Okazaki normally comes off. And so, full credit to him.
So just to sum this up then, and go back to something you said earlier... Is this a story, the greatest upset ever in sport, not just football, that's changed football? Will football now be completely different in the sense you can never write any team off? A recruitment process where they've showed how to do it. You don't need to spend millions and millions and millions.
Well, I think we should mention, and we've mentioned the players, the manager, Steve Walsh. I think how important recruitment is. I think we'd all say that in football. Biggest thing for a manager. And I think he's had great help there from someone who was already at the club. But what it will do, no one will ever be able to have an excuse now about not doing well in a season or we can't do this, we can't do that. People will always throw Leicester at you. Now, is this going to happen every year? Of course it's not. But there's a hope for me that it happens a lot more often than it has done in probably the last 20, 30 years. I think the decade of the 70s, I think there was probably 6 or 7 different winners. I think it'd be fantastic for football, for fans of every club, thinking that your team had a chance going into a season. And that's what they've done. I've said that before. They've given hope to everyone on all kinds of different levels that your club can achieve something, have that one day in the sun. It may even be an FA Cup victory. It doesn't have to be the league championship. You think of West Ham this season, how close they are to the Champions League. They could do that. That's another surprise. Tottenham being second. Mm. Let's be honest about that. Yeah. When was the last time they'd done that? Just when they won the title, I don't think they've been in the top two since that. And you just hope now, maybe with the money in the Premier League, the top teams have always had that money. And when you've got top players, it's difficult to actually improve on what you've got, no matter how much money you've got. But those teams that are in Leicester's position, anywhere in the Premier League now, they can improve a lot. The money in the Premier League means that teams in our bottom half can go to Porto, Benfica, Ajax, PSV, big names of European football, and maybe take their best players. So it should make the league a lot more competitive, and hopefully in the future, it's not going to happen every season, of course not, but you'll see these stories because that's what the game's about.
Does this change the landscape in football in this country?
I think it does, yeah, for sure. I think the main thing is, for me, it shows you what a team can achieve. And in terms of, you can have the big individuals, you can spend the 50 millions on certain one player, but I think Leicester today have showed people that a real team effort, a togetherness can... and we all see it in movies, don't we? We see their movies, the team come together and we stick together and we win. This is a movie. This is it's a blockbuster, isn't it? And this one at the end was going to say...
You're going to start making it in the morning.
Yeah. Absolutely. And at the end it's going to say it's based on a true story, and that's the amazing thing about it.
It also says that any team in whatever sport, what you can do with spirit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely. And Jamie's been in unbelievable teams, what have had that spirit. And, you know, for me, I personally think, and I'm sure Jamie's the same, if you've got that, you've got half a chance. You can have your brilliant players and your one-off players, but if you've got that real togetherness and that real hunger for each other, you've got half a chance. And in Leicester's case, you've got more than half a chance, like they've shown, and they're going to win the league.
Can they defend this title next season? Or are we going to have to wait another 50 years for a Leicester? Or...
Well, like Jamie just said, I think anything you can say now, people can throw back at you. And how could anyone say they couldn't? Because... For me to sit here and say they've won the league now is quite incredible. So anything for me is possible. Anything is possible.
Amazing. What an incredible night it has been. At Stamford Bridge and also at the King Power. Look, they're gathering. What is it? 5 to 11 at night, and there they are gathering to celebrate outside the King Power Stadium. And I'm sure they'll be back on Saturday. What a day that promises to be. It will be incredible. What an atmosphere. The place will be jumping. Leicester play Everton and they will lift the Premier League trophy. Don't miss it. 5 o'clock, Sky Sports 1. Heartbreak for Tottenham tonight at Stamford Bridge. Leicester City are the Premier League champions. What an incredible story.
We are a little team, but we want to be bigger.
The eyes of the football world are on this Leicester City team. Can they keep this dream alive?
We play with our heart.
I don't want to wake up, no? I want to continue to dream.
They are believing here.
Something magic. Magic.
The fearless boxes stride on. The surge of power and the King Power goes on.
They really are starting to think it is their destiny.
And the fairy tale goes on. Just listen to the noise at the King Power.
We had the dream, now it's important to make a dream a reality.
3 points closer to Premier League paradise for Leicester City.
On the go, and the best bits on demand.